This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7:07 and it's time for Peter Frampton tickets. I cannot get over like that it's 2019 and we're giving away Peter Frampton tickets. Like, it's just so
it's
weird.
Cool.
It's great. I'm not saying it's not cool. I'm just saying it's just so like.
Don't forget, though, it's his last tour.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I've
heard that one before.
Well, I think there's a reason it's his last tour.
Like,
what's he got again?
Some kind of degenerative thing.
Yeah.
Where he could still sing, but he's known as a guitar guy.
Yeah,
so
right.
He wants to be able to play. And,
and
he says right now he can play all his stuff perfectly.
And so he's going to do that and then maybe do it again in a couple years if he still can.
Well.
Anyway, finale, his farewell tour.
Way to promote.
You want tickets. I know.
Good job.
I'm so bad at this. How do I get this job? Caller number 9. And our boss is right in the other room. Hopefully he's listening to some other station.
Shaking his head right now. Come on.
Nah, he's with me. He knows. Right now, caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Instantly scores a pair of tickets to see Peter Frampton on his farewell tour finale with Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. It's a night for older people. October 12th, Concord Pavilion. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Tomorrow's March.
Oh, March 1st,
my
right?
God.
So it's the last day of the month.
So hard to believe. Time is just flying. So quickly.
I know, it was just October.
I know.
Like, it was just the beginning of my favorite time of year, and now it's already over.
Right, now we're just in the doldrums of the year. Raining. Although, I already see a little bit of blue sky out the window here.
Yep.
So, it's looking like it's, you know, getting a couple days to dry out. Let the rivers go down before we get another deluge. All right. This morning, as I was sitting at my desk.
Yeah.
I was so scared by what I saw.
Was it the Balsa video?
It was not. It wasn't the Balsa video. No, I didn't see that.
Oh, okay.
So, do you know what Momo is?
Momo.
Not the little restaurant across from AT&T Park.
Yeah. None. Zero guesses.
So Kim Kardashian is saying, and she's among many voices who are yelling about this. Over the last couple of days, I've been hearing these stories, and I think you reported this a day or two ago, about hidden messages in kids' videos.
Yes. On YouTube. On
right.
Kids'
on
YouTube.
On kids' YouTube. So I have some more information about that. So as I'm reading about this, they're calling it the Momo Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Kim is begging YouTube to help remove all Momo Challenge videos.
Okay.
If you haven't heard about this, it's this creepy figure pops up in the middle of a video to tell your kids, get up in the middle of the night and turn on the oven and just leave the door open. If you tell anyone, I am going to come and kill you.
Get out of here.
Look at this. I need this back. But look at this. So I turn the page. And that's the, that, it, this
that
thing.
That image is awful.
It is. Here, give me that one back and I'll give you this one. This is the full body.
Ugh.
So this thing, it looks, it's like a cross between, like something out of Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's like chicken feet.
Right, it's like
chicken
her hands.
Chicken feet body.
Right, and then she's got breasts.
No feathers though, but they've got that, there's like the.
Scaly
feet. Thing with long nails, but there's five fingers on each hand instead of the three that it would be
for a chicken,
right.
With one out the back. So it's like it looks like if a person was balanced on their arms but had nothing past their breasts, like it's like a chicken lady, but she looks like the chick who crawls out of the TV in The Ring, except that
the black stringy hair,
right.
Big bug eyes.
No eyelids at all around
no
her
lips,
eyes.
But
no, jacked back.
Right.
I can't even describe it. It's the most. So I turned the page and this is what I see. And I'm like, oh my God! What is that?
Okay, so you're telling me
So this because is normal.
You know what? I let my kid.
Listen to this.
I don't let it happen every day, and I put an alarm on it, but I let my kid look at YouTube Kids.
Okay. It's been seen on Peppa Pig, LOL Doll, The Surprise Eggs.
The LOL dolls are huge.
Yeah. These are, this is apparently, this is, now look, this is something that was posted on some social media. I guess it kind of looks like Twitter. I'm not positive.
The LOL dolls are the biggest thing going right now.
And those surprise, it's in the surprise eggs things too. Like it is, I don't know if someone has taken these things, put this Momo thing in and corrupted them and put it back
up. Sure.
But it's just horrible. But this Momo thing, I had heard about this and there's these messages. I'm like, oh, well, okay, well, my kids aren't, I guess maybe my kids are old enough to just go, oh God, what the hell is that? This is awful. This figure, do you have it in color for Vinny to see? I mean, it is about the most frightening thing I've ever seen. You see, you must have looked at this picture this morning, huh?
It's hideous.
Seen it
the last few days, and it frightens me
as an adult.
Horrifying.
Yeah. So tell me the story now. So how pervasive is this? How many videos have they found?
YouTube is saying, we haven't found any videos of this. They suspect that this is just something that's being spread around the internet. But then if that's the case, where did this Momo?
Well, who's
figure?
The guy?
It's some kind of doll.
Who's the guy posing next to it in the picture you handed me?
I don't know. We looked for Momo images and that was one of the things. And had the whole body. So
like
you'd almost
guess this is the creator of it, right?
No, that's just somebody taking a picture next to it. It's actually a piece of art. And it was on display in Tokyo's Horror Art Vanilla Gallery.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So, yeah, I guess it went viral because it's so creepy.
So does it talk allegedly in these videos? Like, does that mouth move? This thing is absolutely hideous.
I haven't been able to find anything that...
I would tell you to put it up on our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but I don't want to be a party to this at all. Like you, but listen, if you have a second, you want to see this horrifying thing, Google Momo images.
Well, that bums me out because I use that. My kid enjoys it.
Well,
and she gets very little time on the screen, very little.
YouTube is saying, we don't have any evidence of this.
All right.
But she tells these kids to do just the most awful thing.
And a lot of, there's been kids' suicides that have been linked to this Momo all over the world.
Really? You're kidding me. So Momo instructs kids to kill themselves, turn stoves on while everyone is asleep, threatens to kill the children if they tell their parents. It doesn't come on instantly. It's as if it waits for the parents to leave the room and then comes on mid-show. There's also videos of cartoons doing sexual things, violent things.
Well, I've heard, so that was the story, that there's a lot of content on kids' YouTube that isn't getting weeded out the way it should. And that I kind of understand that. I mean, to some extent, you can't trust 100% that everything's going to be perfect for your kid. You have to accept some responsibility. If you let them sit there by themselves, they may find something they shouldn't be looking at.
This image is horrifying. I got to ask my kids if they've seen this.
If you're scared of that image, the art guy, his name is Midori Hayashi.
Okay.
And his other stuff is just as gnarly. It's really a...
So he's like a horror
creepy
artist.
Creepy looking. It's crazy.
I like creepy stuff.
There's like a baby with guts out and...
A lady named Midori one time beat me up.
Oh, yeah. You liked that.
A few times.
Yeah, we used to have Mistress Midori on kind of regularly. How she's doing now. I wonder if she's still...
I've looked her up before. There is a website out there for her, but I...
Dominatrix.
I didn't know if she was local.
Oh, this guy is twisted. There's something really... This is disgusting.
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah, I like horror stuff. I just don't think that my kid should see it.
This needs to have a movie. This thing?
And I
this
certainly,
needs a movie.
Yeah, and I certainly don't want to find out that
imagine
there's...
this thing coming at you in the dark. It's kind
no
of...
No thanks.
Here I am.
I don't... That doesn't scare me in the way that I'd find it exhilarating and I'd probably like it. My problem is you don't tell a kid to turn on the stove when everyone's asleep.
Oh my God, look at that. That is... What is that? Oh, it's a bird baby.
With a little girl's face on it, head on it.
But the head is looks kind of twisted. Oh, that is awful. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he's a sick... Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Did they or didn't they?
It's weird that found its way onto Facebook. Like, I guarantee those two have done it. I'm like, Why?
Well, let's hear from
Why
Lady
do you
Gaga
guarantee that?
Whether or not this happened. This is her talking to Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah.
Good for her.
Well, she was nominated for her acting.
Yeah.
Well, what else is she going to say? I mean, even if she was, Bradley's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, no, she
and
definitely
a kid
banged him.
I read something. Did you read that the dude's wife unfollowed Lady Gaga and they found that to be a big thing?
Oh.
Like, she was following her and then got so sick of seeing all of the stuff about her husband or boyfriend,
baby daddy,
whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, they're
not married. Could be in a room with 100 other people.
I'll play it. Play it.
No, don't play it.
She was unfollowed her.
Shank.
Yeah, that chick is hot.
How do you pronounce S-H-A-Y-K?
No one
knows. Shrink.
Shrink?
Shrink.
Shrinka.
Doesn't matter. Hot, how you pronounce it. So Lady Gaga, she won an Oscar on Sunday for the song.
Right.
From A Star Is Born. It looks like they are going to re-release this movie for 1 week. And it'll feature extended performances of the opening number and an extended version of the a cappella parking lot performance of Shallow. It's when they're hanging out that first night together and she stands up and she's written a song, you know, in her head for him. There's a scene that features a ballad called Is That All Right? Has also been added into the film. Footage of Jackson Maine, Bradley Cooper, singing a song called Too Far Gone. Both of those tracks appear on the original soundtrack, but there's another song called Clover that's included in the special version of the film. And I guess there's also some... it looks like there are scenes that don't have music that are possibly going to be in there as well. But it's only going to be for 1 week, starting this Friday, 1,150 screens. It made $211 million, I believe, just here domestically over its run. And so for 1 week, you're going to be able to see it with all this extra footage in there. Starting, it looks like, tomorrow. So if you're a big fan, you must see all things Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. It could be 100 guys in one room. But only one of them believes in you. Michael Jackson had a ranch. Michael Jackson had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
And all the children loved the farm. E-I-E-I-O. Gross. Oh, my God. I can't believe you just did
Bryn.
That.
What?
Never go, Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn.
What? God. I was already going to scold Sarah. Now I have to scold you, too.
For what?
Her little dumb song that...
With a roller coaster here, right about there.
Terrible. Don't do it.
Jesus blood there.
Oh, see?
What was it? It was Jesus blood and
juice?
Jesus tears? Jesus juice. Jesus juice and Jesus blood. White wine and red wine.
Gross.
Sweet. Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch is back on the market. When he died in 2009, I want to say it was a few years later, they put the estate up. They renamed it. Mm-hmm. It's now called Sycamore Valley Ranch. And they took the theme park out and they tried to make it. A lot of the original stuff is still there, but they took out, you know, all the kiddie attractions. They put it on the market for $100 million. And it sat there. They changed the name to Sycamore Valley Ranch, and in 2017, they switched listing agents and reduced the asking price to a mere $67 million. And it sat and sat and sat. And now it looks like they are looking for $31 million. It's a ton of land. It's 2,700 acres, about a 12,000 square foot main house.
Yeah, but it's all filled up with ghosts. Just ghosts everywhere.
And even all, you know, the stuff he built was really unusual, too. It's not like it's just some sort of nondescript main house or even, you know, kind of a fancy main house. It's like a Michael Jackson Disneyland.
Personal.
You didn't watch the documentary that's out there right now, did you?
That's not out until March 3rd and 4th. So there's a lawsuit about it right now.
Oh, okay.
The family is trying to get them to not do this. They say that the film violates a clause in a 1992 contract that they had written up ahead of a televised concert that year. HBO aired some kind of Michael Jackson special, And in this contract from 1992, HBO agreed to never speak ill of Jackson.
Really?
And they're saying that somehow this that contract that was about this other thing still applies. HBO said, despite the desperate lengths taken to undermine this film, our plans remain unchanged. HBO will move forward with the airing of Leaving Neverland, the two-part documentary, on March 3rd and 4th. This will allow everyone the opportunity to access the film and the claims in it for themselves. So this house, though, is on the market right now. It's undergone a bunch of renovations and updates on the security and landscaping. The amusement park is no longer there, but it contains the same structural features. Its own fire department building and 1950s fire truck, a swimming pool, basketball and tennis courts, game rooms, a private zoo, and multiple guest house, multiple guest houses. And they go on to talk about his alleged sex abuse of minors, et cetera, et cetera. So $31 million now is what they're down to. He paid $19 million for it in like 1987. But it has to be expensive to put your own theme park in there.
Absolutely.
He's definitely put some money into this thing. 2,700 acres, too. That's no joke. What is it near Ojai? Isn't it like?
Los Olivos. Which
Los Olivos?
Uh-huh, which is in Santa Barbara County.
Okay.
Which, under a different circumstance, would be the highest priced real estate around.
Sure.
It's probably beautiful.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure, right? It's got to be gorgeous. Even the little bit, there's like a whole recreated, or there was, that whole entrance to Disneyland, Disney World, you know, the kind of train station. Wasn't that all there too? Didn't he have his own train and everything?
I believe so.
I don't know what of that remains. I'm sure they've tried to take it, all the Michael Jackson out of Neverland.
And yet, all I see is ghosts.
Yeah. No thanks. Even if I had the money, I would never do that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't want to live there.
Unless you're just stupid rich and you just buy it and say, tear down everything and we're going to leave this land just open.
Right.
Open
or
space.
We're going to divide it up and make some tract housing. That'll be fine.
Well, there's that. I think of Poltergeist when you say that, but okay.
Mm. Dina Lohan's boyfriend is ready to take her to bed.
Oh, I forgot about these people.
Jesse Nadler, the guy that Dina Lohan's been talking to on the phone for 5 years. He lives right in Timberline. Hey, what's up, Jesse? How you doing, buddy? He talked to Radar Online, and he said, I'll likely be flying her out to see me in Tiburon. When I see her, I'm going to throw her over my shoulder like a fireman and take her to bed in the condo. In the condo. That's romantic. They've talked every day for 5 years, never having met. She revealed this secret relationship on Celebrity Big Brother. And we were all like, oh, my God, she's getting catfished. That they had never even FaceTimed was one of the revelations.
Oh, yeah, what about
they FaceTimed,
Tamar,
apparently.
Wasn't Tamar going to come here with her?
I'm sure she doesn't want to be thrown over
that.
The other shoulder. He says their communication has transitioned to the next level. Dina and I FaceTime now. Someone gave me an iPhone. When this first started, we found each other on Facebook. And now he's dreaming of the day that his relationship turned sexual with her. I'm a red-blooded half-Sicilian. I can't wait to be with her physically. The sooner the better.
Did he say half-Sicilian?
I'm a red-blooded half-Sicilian.
Okay.
The other half is catfish.
I guess.
He says he plans to marry her. He already has been married and divorced twice. And Radar is reporting that Jesse's second wife once filed a restraining order against him. Jesse, feel free to call us if you'd like to refute any of these claims or say something in your own way. These don't sound like quotes that any normal person made. So throw her over his shoulder and make sweet love to her in the condo. What?
Well, come on, guys.
Take her to bed. Yuck.
They've known each other for 5 years. I'm sure they need it.
Yeah, but does he have to tell Radar all about it?
Yes.
So our phone number is 800-400-3697. Jesse, if you're listening over there in Tiburon or any of Jesse's friends, we're certainly a platform where you can come and tell us the real story.
That's what I was going to say.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, Bay Area philanthropy. Which billionaire gave away the most money?
Oh, I can't wait to find out.
This is right up Hooman's.
Hooman?
I'm Hooman. I'm here. Hooman.
Get ready. Your people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:36, and it's almost Friday.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app where you can listen to this show and others.
Sure. But mostly us. And right. All our podcasts are there, too.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
Radio.com. We did get a text asking, what was that? What did you say?
Really?
It's not Radio Alice. That's different. That's our website. Yeah. Radio.com is an app that you can download and listen to the show.
Yeah.
I don't believe it comes with our wonderful, beautiful video.
No.
That's different.
I don't think it does. That's on RadioAlice.com.
Right. Yeah.
But it's, I mean, you know, we run promos for it constantly.
Yeah.
So.
And you can take us wherever you go.
Anywhere you are.
Check it out.
Where we are. Please take us with you.
Here's what's happening. We got a little break in the weather now, although if you look at any of the local newspapers, the Chronicle online, I get the Merc as well, the photographic, the what's happening?
I don't know.
He just ran from the room with...
Sorry, I was checking out radio.com and it popped right up.
Oh, and he had to leave. I've had to do this where I throw it into the hall just to get it off.
Just to not make any more noise. Oh, so that was playing, so it's
a
minute
it's a
or so
bit
behind
after us.
I see.
Yes,
okay, good. Well.
Pretty soon people are going to be hearing about it.
Anyway, the photographs from up north, the flooding, it's profound. It's really, words don't do it justice. It's awful what they're dealing with up there. And we've got more rain coming, so trouble. And someone wrote in, I got so caught up with all the texts about the Momo, I misplaced the text about, they're saying people, someone wrote in from Chico, they're like, the hotels are still filled from the fires. And now we've got floods. Like, there's just no relief up here. So the news in that way is not good.
No.
We definitely got a lot of snow, though.
Yay.
What did I say yesterday? 45 feet. Of snow.
Incredible.
And more coming. Okay. Philanthropy.
It's wonderful.
We've got one of the best philanthropists on this show.
Thank you.
His name is Human.
He does so much stuff. We never even hear about most of the stuff he does. He really is actually quite a charitable person. He speaks at lots of events. He helps raise money for things.
Speaking of, you spoke at an event yesterday.
That's right. It was.
We turned and looked for you, and then you were there was just...
Oh, he went to meet with Lemon Breed.
So there's a school called Mission Dolores Academy, and they had their very first community read day. So it was supposed to be me, the mayor, and Joanne.
Of San Francisco.
San Francisco, London Breed. And Joanne Hayes White. She's the fire chief.
Chief.
But,
retiring soon, though, right?
Yeah.
But, and you guys were going to read books to the kids?
Yeah, so anyway.
So it wasn't a speech. You were just reading to them.
Yeah, but then after that, I said my story. You know, how my mom escaped with, have I told you this? One suitcase, $5,000, and a three-year-old boy in 1978.
Mm. Yeah. I have heard
We've
that
heard
one.
That
you
one.
Told that Once story like you finished the book and then said, let me tell you another story.
So
Children.
I read The Giving Tree.
Oh, God, okay. I love that book. That
I
makes
cried.
Me cry.
I cried. I was crying as
you
a breeder.
You cried in front of the kids?
I went up. I stood up at the podium and I go, today we're going to do The Giving Tree. And like half the kids were like, woo! And I go, this book makes me cry. Does it make any of you cry? And every kid went, no! I went, okay.
And then you proceeded to cry.
I did, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then as soon as the book was over,
the tree gave everything to the boy.
Everything. Everything.
And was what else can I do for you?
I just need a place to sit.
Well, I am
familiar
spoiler
with it.
Alert. He's a stump by this time.
I'm not familiar with it.
Dude, it's just
the best.
It's a metaphor for your parents giving you everything.
It really is. So anyway, I said that and then there was a surprise guest, Lucille.
Oh, the
mascot. Oh, fun.
The Giants mascot.
Yeah. Yay.
And then
were they like, get out of here, Human. We want to talk to Lucille.
Basically, so you can only ask Lucille.
Were you crying at that point? They're like, Lucille, go save that man.
Lucille, the mascot for the Giants, she could only answer, or he could only answer yes or no questions.
Oh.
So by nodding?
Yeah.
And did you have to ask the questions?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, what sorts of questions did you ask?
Lucille, do you love reading? And then, you know. Yeah. And then, is reading important for baseball?
Yes.
Like, you know, being aware of letters and numbers. Does that come in handy? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Cute.
What did
what
he
about
say?
Shrimp?
Yeah.
He likes halibut.
He likes shrimp.
Yeah, any kind of seafood Lucille is into.
Anyway, California's wealthiest residents gave big last year. I've got a list here. It looks like the number one philanthropist. Yeah.
Is it Benioff?
No, the number one philanthropist from the Bay Area was Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan.
Oh.
That's his wife.
They secretly have a rivalry going on, the two of them. Between their hospitals. Each one is trying to pimp out their hospital a little bit more than the other.
Oh, well, that's good news for the hospitals.
Well, they're not lacking for money right now.
That's good.
Do you know who Craig Newmark is?
I do.
I do not.
Yeah, Craigslist.
Yeah.
He used to hang out all the time.
Oh, the Craigslist fortune. He's second in the Bay Area givers list.
He's worth $1.6 billion, though, from Craigslist.
So he's poor.
I know.
Well, they make a point. They go, by comparison, Zuckerberg's worth so much more and only gave $7 million more than Craig Newmark did.
That's crazy.
If you ever get a chance to meet him, he is the nicest guy.
Well, he's a genius because he has set up a business. He doesn't have to do anything, too.
Yeah, and it's basically the want ads.
Try to call them.
Good job, buddy.
Have a problem with them and try to call them.
What happens?
You cannot. There's no one. There's nothing.
Is there even a number to call?
There's a number that goes to nowhere.
Oh.
And they're like, you know what? Write us and we'll get back to you. And
maybe.
Then they don't.
Wow. Now that's customer service. That doesn't cost the company anything.
Well, it's genius. Like, talk about you set up a thing and then there's just no one. Like, here's.
It doesn't sound good.
Well, but he's making money, clearly.
Mm.
I don't know how. They don't have. Do they have people paying?
You have to pay to post a job.
How about the items?
I sell stuff on there all the time.
They don't take a little chunk?
No. Free.
It still looks like it's from, 2001.
Yeah, no, it's very low tech.
Very low tech.
Anyway, I thought you'd be interested in that Human. You might want to hit up Craig Newmark for your next film project.
Yeah.
He seems to have plenty of cash.
He says hi to me when
charity.
He sees me.
Oh,
he does?
Nice.
Yeah, but we don't text or email or anything.
Do you have his phone number?
Yeah, we're Facebook friends and stuff. I don't think I have. I can look. I don't think I have his number.
Well, if you do, let's call him. Congratulate him on his.
That'd be fun, right? Mm. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Craig, it's us. Us.
Gallup just released its 11th annual rankings of every state by their well-being scores, and Hawaii scores really high.
Oh, people feel well about being on.
They're happy.
Hawaii.
Mm.
Well, it is a nice place.
It's about how much they like their job, the quality of their relationships and friendships, their financial security, how much they like their community, and their physical health. Hawaii has the highest well-being score for the 7th time in 11 years.
Oh, wow. Who else gets...
Wyoming, Alaska, Montana, Utah, Colorado, Vermont, Delaware, South Dakota, and North Dakota.
Wow. Life is slow in some of those places.
I think that you find yourself in a position where you go, I got everything I need. Mm. I'm happy. And you're not constantly grinding to move up or keep up with everybody else around you.
Mm-hmm.
That must be it.
Yeah.
Got to be part of it. It's weird. Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, you got to have a certain amount of money to live on Hawaii anyway, right? So
yeah, but like the locals don't. And they find themselves pretty content with the gig they get, whatever it may be. I'm not trying. I don't know.
Right.
But I know some people
there are like, it is paradise.
I got a gig at 7-Eleven and I'm good. Mm. I make rent. I'm happy. I got my family. I do the things
it's like
I do.
Like you say, you're pretty happy if you pay your bills.
Yeah. It's all good. And I live in, paradise.
Mm-hmm. I can go on the Hana Trail anytime I want.
No one wants road to Hana. No one does.
Yeah. I don't know.
Except unless you live there and you're just trying to get home. Then you want.
Do
then
people
you need
live
the,
at the top of Hana?
Well, yeah, there's people that live in Hana.
All the way up at the top of the road?
Well, it's not like a top. It's like it's another part of the island. There's
so you're saying you just get over to that side. That's this road that is I thought it was like the road to the top of some volcano or something.
Well,
who would ever want to go there? Like,
no, Hana is a little town.
All right. I did not realize that. Now I know. Careful on a bike on that road. Be careful.
You don't want to be on a bike on that road.
Mm. Agreed.
So, tell your brother to be careful.
Why? What's going on?
He should definitely not tell the boat in a bottle story at work today.
Why is that?
Because he could hurt a coworker and find himself mired in a lawsuit.
Well, because they would be laughing so hard?
There's a 22-year-old woman named Sarah Jane O'Doherty.
Oh, O'Doherty.
This is in Ireland.
Oh, what put on your...
Back in June of 2016, she was working at a sporting goods store, and she was taking some stuff out to the recycling bin with a coworker. And that coworker was cracking jokes and had Sarah laughing so hard.
Oh, God, you're so funny.
She's rolling. At one point, she's laughing and bent over and whacked her head against a metal sheet.
Oh, my God.
She got a nasty cut on her forehead and wound up with a concussion and a permanent scar.
Oh! Well, that's on her.
It's not, though.
It is.
She's laughing. Your brother made her laugh so hard.
She's a dummy. She slammed her head down on a metal sheet. What was she thinking, dummy?
She asked John for mercy, and John wouldn't stop. He kept going.
Did she actually say stop to this guy?
No, she didn't.
She
was enjoying herself until she hurt herself. She
it's
filed
not that guy's fault.
A damages claim against the store. And after all this time, the judge has just ruled.
Nothing for you, lady.
Right, against her.
Yeah. Sorry.
Because
it was a
joke.
Yeah.
The judge ruled, you were distracted by the joke. So it's not the company's fault you got hurt. And if you'd been paying attention, you wouldn't have hit your head.
Yeah. Mm.
And she's like, but John's story about the man in the bottle is so funny.
Suing John.
So no, she was suing the store.
Right.
But, you know.
Right.
You don't want no
trouble.
Well,
how dare they hire someone so funny?
Right.
You know. Come on.
Stop telling your funny stories, guy. How about a fast fact?
Fast. I love those.
Judge Judy was a real judge in New York criminal and family court in 1982 to 1996. And she had the same personality and style she does on TV. She got her show after 60 Minutes did a feature on her in 1993.
That is hilarious.
She
and
got
now
a
she's
feature.
Worth $500 million.
Yep. That's great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is illegal to get married in Nebraska if you have an STD.
Oh.
That doesn't seem right.
If you don't tell them?
It's illegal to get married in Nebraska.
So if someone's single up there, you can assume they have herpes.
I didn't see that coming. Wow. You are.
Way to turn it
around. Yeah, wow. That is.
Well,
I didn't see that.
You're not allowed to get married.
Well, but that doesn't necessarily mean.
Well, if most of the other stuff, you just get a shot and you get, you know, or whatever. You take your pills. I don't know how you cure gonorrhea. Never had that. I don't want to mention what I have had, but I haven't had that. But, I mean, isn't the only one you really can? I suppose, do they consider, like, if you're HIV positive, is that sexually transmittable?
Which was the one? Syphilis?
Gonorrhea.
Syphilis.
Chlamydia.
Oh, chlamydia.
Yeah.
Is that the one that's called the clap?
I don't know.
I've never had it. I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, lucky. Good for you.
I'm very lucky, Sarah.
The clap
Sarah.
Is gonorrhea.
Oh.
Oh, the clap's gonorrhea. Okay.
Chlamydia is just chlamydia.
I know you can't see this show because the cameras are working. Okay,
on,
you just can't hear it.
Not
but I looked audio. At Yuzette just to see. I was fishing.
Oh, if I had it, I've never. It. Well, lucky enough, Vinny. Whew, I've never had anything.
You didn't ever have crabs
the way
or anything?
I slutted around. No.
Oh wow. Huh.
Jealous. The song.
Yeah, that's a couple times.
It's a Small World was never copyrighted by Disney, so they don't get any royalties when it's used.
Really?
UNICEF asked them to keep it as a free gift. Wait, to keep it free as a gift to children around the world, and they agreed.
Huh? Isn't that nice?
It's the only song Disney ever produced that's not copyrighted.
Don't.
Come on. Part of the story, Sarah.
It's for the children's.
When you ever go on that ride at Disneyland, it's like the longest ride, and the song plays over and over and over.
Yeah.
And then you can't get it out of your head, and you sing it out like... Sometimes I find myself just randomly singing it.
You do?
Oh, yeah. And then you just can't get it out of your head. It's as bad as Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, yeah. Oh, I was going to say, that gets into you.
Keep this one on. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
People are going to get mad, Brynn. I'm just not kidding.
Dude, you're the one that gets mad. Everybody else is like, yeah, no, I'm mad, baby I'm mad. Shark.
There's plenty. Look, even Hooman's mad. We made Hooman mad.
Hooman's not
Nobody
mad.
Wants
the majority
man,
likes
mad
it, though.
At this no, song?
Somebody's
don't.
Always mad about something.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, let's not let it.
Everybody in their outrage, calm down. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Let's see if I can find some outrage.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure you wanted to look far.
Right.
Vinny, this moo-moo creep has popped up on two of my friend's daughter's YouTube. This thing tells kids to do all kind of stuff.
Oh, Momo.
When parents are sleeping or away. My kids are banned. Netflix and chill in the kids' way for my kids.
Well, that Momo
only
thing
from here
is
on out.
It's Google images of Momo. It's hideous.
510 says, can you please stop insulting Michael Jackson? The guy is dead.
Yeah, also,
there's
he's a pedophile.
Outrage,
there's
Sarah.
Your outrage. Okay, thank you. Great artist, though. Your butt is not mine.
I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I had a student crying yesterday because she was afraid of the Momo. She wanted to warn the class, her parents, and other parents. She's never even seen it. But the idea alone has her in tears.
Well, if she's never seen that, don't let her see it. If she's already crying just over the idea of it, I almost started crying when I saw the picture of it this morning. It's hideous. Like, that's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yes. Other people are saying it's a hoax.
Yeah. Other people are saying there's no, that never.
That this thing isn't popping up.
Yeah, it's not
well,
popping up,
and
it's not telling anybody.
YouTube is saying this is not, we have no evidence of this.
831 says, I've been suffering the worst migraine where I can't laugh or really move. And when Vinny said Balzac's salsa, it turned into balsa, and I laughed so hard. Mm-hmm. Thank you for cheering me up a little.
You're welcome.
You guys are the
head.
Best.
We're sorry.
Balsa. Come on, Yuzi.
Balsa.
Come on.
Balsa.
Salsac.
Salsa.
Balsa Salsac.
Balsa Salsac.
There you go. Now you get to say all your stuff.
Hey.
408 says, I just saw the white horse. Been looking for him all week.
Oh, the horse on the hill.
Uh-huh.
Where you said it's on 280. What, San Mateo? Where is it exactly?
It's past San Mateo.
Like,
it's
what like, is it? Is it near
Palo Alto area? I don't. You know, there's a lot of space in between
yeah,
exits.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm not sure.
Is it on the east side or the west side of the freeway?
East side.
It's on the west side.
West side.
He just wanted to say that.
Oh, is that what you were?
No, that's not the reason why I asked. I wanted to look out for it too. So if you're going,
you know what? I'm happy to help you. You always help me when I'm like, purr.
I'm thinking
nobody ever does that.
If you're heading south, it's on
not
the right.
Not even now. He's not even paying attention. No. Oh my god.
Okay, he's always got my back. See,
I do not know what. Sometimes we just get so far off. It's like. Yeah. We're
415 says,
no
sometimes I'm
down.
Thinking all the time.
I heard,
oh, no, are you? Yeah.
I heard Amy's is moving to Corte Madera into the old Denny's.
Oh.
You're going to have an Amy's any minute now.
That'd be great. Boy, that Denny's needs something to happen there. It's prime real estate right off the highway.
Well, that seems to happen here, though. Bus vans right across the street. That's been dead space for 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, that closed a long time. I used to love that place.
I bought
too.
My first couch there.
It was great.
Love that place.
It's gone now.
He's just sitting
I mean,
on
it's
it,
still
though.
There.
Like, the owner's always there. He
yeah.
always comes.
He's
and,
always
like,
there towing
hoses
cars away.
Down the sidewalk or cleans real
Is that
quick.
True?
Yeah, he comes all the time.
And no one's renting it.
Well, maybe he's just holding on to it.
Yeah,
maybe
why
it's a
wouldn't
front
he?
For something.
Right. I mean, eventually he's going to make a...
Yeah, that's a $10 million. That's a city block right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. I'm crazy. $10 million is probably worth three times that. Humongous
I
building.
I bet it's just a haunted house in there, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. Cobwebs and Ooh. Dead rats and stuff.
Dead rats?
I don't know what's in there. Let's
anyway,
go.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I got a couple things that are pretty interesting. I'm going to give you sort of a roundup and get you up to date on the whole Jordan Woods thing. There's a couple developments that are...
Jordan Woods. Oh, this is the
Kylie
Kardashian
Jenner's
story. Okay.
Best friend who made out with Tristan Thompson, allegedly,
yeah.
at some party. I mean, the plot thickens.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.